The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good evening, brothers and sisters. And once again, on the very high probability that I will not see all of you as you make your way out the door, I'll take this opportunity to wish everybody here a happy and a blessed new year. And, almost new year, right? The little thought for you here this evening, just on that idea of wishing people happy new year. We're going to wish people happy new year all up and down the coast, right? Question for you this evening. What do we mean when we wish somebody a happy new year? What makes a new year good? What makes a new year happy? What criteria do you use to judge it? Is it based on how well your stocks have done in the past year? Is it based on whether you met somebody new and special in the past year? Did you keep out of trouble? Did you get your bills paid? Did you do well in school? Did you get a great new job? What makes a new year good? We just finished 365 days of a past year. Was it a good one? How can you tell? See, I think what we need to learn how to do is we need to learn how to judge a year the same way God is going to judge our lives. Our lives are made out of nothing but years. We need to learn how to judge a year the same way one day God is going to judge all of us, and that is by the measure of charity. If you come to the end of the year, and you can look back on it and say that I'm more patient than I was when this year began, that I'm more gentle than I was when this year began, that I'm more joyful, more prayerful, more generous, more forgiving, more humble. In a word, if you look back on a year and say that you're more charitable, more Christ-like, if at the end of this year you can look back on it and say, I am a closer friend of Jesus Christ than I was when this year began, then that is a good year. And by that standard of judgment, may this be the best year ever for all of us. As we begin a brand new year, church gives us a great help to assist us in doing that. And it's what's contained in the feast day that we celebrate today, Feast of Mary, the Mother of God. Okay? Mary is not just one more saint. She's given a unique job by God, unique and irrepeatable. And this is why she's so important. It's because everything that she does for Jesus in time, she does for us spiritually. That's why she's so important. Mary gave Jesus life, yes? Yes. Spiritually speaking, all life comes from God, right? God's life, life of grace, life of the Holy Spirit, but it comes to us through her. But Mom does more than just give us life. Mom's job description is bigger than that, isn't it? Does more than just give life. A mother nourishes, protects, sustains, binds up wounds. Blessed Mother did all those things for Christ our Lord, and spiritually speaking, she does them all for us as well. That's why she's so important. Where the Blessed Mother is honored, charity flourishes. Where the Blessed Mother is neglected, the life of charity withers. You want to make it a good year? You want to make it a good year? Stay very close to the Blessed Mother. Because, you know, these years has gone by so fast. I'm not the only one who thinks that, am I? It's insane. These years are flying by, and every year gets faster than the last one, right? And you know, one of these days we're going to run out of years. But that's okay, because there's a lesson in that. Something in that we need to remember and meditate on. It tells us that we do not have a lasting home in this world. We are just passing through this world. We are pilgrims. We are on our way to a land of promise. And as we make our way, Blessed Mother is an incredible, extraordinary, divine help. But you know, here on this New Year's Eve, I'm going to just share one more help with you. And you heard it in the first reading. You know, the Israelite people, they were making their way through the desert to a land of promise. And it was hard making their way through the desert. They lost heart. They wanted to give up. They wanted to quit. So God gave them a gift. He said to Moses, "Invoke my name over the people." And you want to know why that's so important? It's because when God gave Moses his name, told Moses, you know, not just Lord, not just God, he told him his own name. When you invoke the name of God, God became mystically present. That's why it was the most sacred name of all. When they invoked the name of God, they would fall prostrate on the ground. But God says to Moses, "Invoke my name over the people to help them." They only do this once a year on the Feast of Yom Kippur. And why would they do it? Because if God was present, you can get through anything. That's something to remember as we face into this new year. You know, with all of its uncertainties, nobody knows what this new year is going to become. And we have all these hopes, and we project them out onto the new year like a great big blank canvas. And I always like to say, if you're going to hope in anything, be sure you're hoping in God, right? Don't hope in any institution in this world. Don't hope in the financial system or the government. I hate to say it, you can always hope in God, but certainly plenty of members of the church are going to let you down along the way. Make sure your hope is in God, your hope in anything else, and that's going to fall down faster than a New Year's resolution. Okay? I heard a funny definition of a New Year's resolution. New Year's resolution is a to-do list for the first week of January. Okay? Make sure your prayer is the same prayer that God gave to Moses here in the Old Testament. God's gift to Moses is my prayer for you this evening as well. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you kindly and give you his peace. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all this year long. Amen.